Hi, my name is Lily. You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the library, the Elgin County Library. I hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thank you, Lily. This young lady is our co-host for tonight's show, and I'm Julie Berry. Our show is coming to you from 105.9 FM Radio De Brig in the beautiful town of Elmer, Ontario.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody for my own.
Being lonely is no fun at all. Have you ever been lonely? I asked Lily.
Sometimes I feel lonely when my sister plays with a friend and I don't have anyone else to play with. Or when my friends are busy doing something else and, well, you know, I don't have anything to do. I even feel lonely when lots of people are around. They're playing with their friends and fun games that I want to play.
Is there anything you can do? Like, if that you get that feeling, what can you do about that?
Well, I have an imaginary friend. I first met my imaginary friend when I was 3. She just showed up when I needed her, and I hung out with her for a little.
What's her name?
Her name's Sadie. I talked to her, and we talked about what we like doing, and...
Can anybody else see Sadie?
My sister can, but no one else than her and me. My sister has her own imaginary friend. Her name is Claudia.
Do you ever have an argument with your imaginary friend?
Only once.
Can you talk about that?
It was about what we wanted to do. We wanted to do different things, like she wanted to dance and... Well, I wanted to read, and, well, we just got into a small fight, but we made up now.
That was a great introduction to our story for today. But first, listen to this. The days may be getting shorter, but no need to worry. The libraries in Elgin County are planning to brighten your day every day. For example, if you've got a book that's overdue, or if you've got an overdue fine owing at the library, you are in luck. From November 19th to December 15th, bring in non-expired, non-perishable food items to the library, and you will automatically pay off your fine and help a family in need. I call that a win-win situation. There's something else Lily's going to tell you about.
Do you like writing stories? If you are between 8 to 12, enter the story writing contest at the Elmer Library. Just call and sign up for the contest and submit your short story by January 8th, 2018. First prize is $50.
Christmas may seem like a long way off, but the Santa Claus Parade is happening in Elmer at 2 p.m. on Saturday, November 24th. Head to the library after the parade to warm up and enjoy a cup of hot chocolate and cookies. Need any other reasons to love the library? Drop into the one nearest your house and check it out. You'll be amazed.
Our story is Imaginary Fred by Owen Culper and Oliver Jeffers.
headaches are a pain. A bee sting hurts even more. But there is one thing that's worse than getting stung on the head by a bee on a rainy day, and that is loneliness. Being alone is no fun. The first 5 minutes are okay, but it's downhill from there. And if you're alone, you're alone. It's not as if you can wish a friend to life. Usually, this is true. You can wish and wish until your hair stands on end, but no imaginary friend will appear. Unless the conditions are just right, and if you add a little electricity or luck.
Is that a party clover? Oh yes, yes, it's a party clover, yay!
Or even magic. Then an imaginary friend might appear just when you need one. An imaginary friend like Fred. Fred floated like a feather in the wind until a lonely little child wished for him. Fred was always happy to be summoned, and he tried really hard to be the best imaginary friend he could be. He dressed up, dressed down, played ball, became a ball, and did whatever else his real friend wanted to do without once complaining. He would even vacuum and dust and do the dishes. But no matter how hard Fred tried, the same thing happened every time. One day, his friend would find a real friend in the real world. When this day came, as it always did, Fred would feel himself bathed. Usually, by lunchtime on the second day, Fred would be mostly invisible.
What happened to my legs? What happened to my arms? I'm invisible. No, wait, there's my big toe.
And by bedtime on the fourth day, there would barely be a scrap of Fred left, just enough for the wind to catch and whisk him into the sky, where Fred would stay until someone new wished for him. Fred was glad that his friends found other real friends to play with, but sometimes he wished he had a friend who would need him forever. He dreamed of a friend who liked reading music and drama like he did. He imagined them sitting together, reading adventure stories and looking for shapes in the clouds. This was Fred's dream. And one day, a lonely boy called Sam wished hard for a friend when the conditions were perfect.
It's a party clover, yay!
Fred appeared and soon realized that Sam was the friend he had been dreaming of. Fred never had so much fun. Sam loved to read just like Fred, and was most upset he didn't get through at least one book per day. When they weren't reading, Sam and Fred would try to understand how the toilet worked.
How do you hook it up to the internet? Is it on Wi-Fi? Maybe it's gravity. I think it might be gravity. Yeah, maybe gravity?
They'd listen to music on Sam's dad's sound system, which had 13 speakers. Or they would write plays and act them out for Sam's parents. But even though every morning brought new delights, Fred couldn't help thinking that every evening brought them closer to the day when Sam wouldn't need him anymore, and that would be the saddest day of his imaginary life. So Fred decided that he would enjoy every single moment with Sam until that time came. The two friends pretended to be French.
Tu m'appelles Fred, tu m'appelles Sam. Ooh la la. No, 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 no. Ooh la la.
They made Japanese masks practiced their classical instruments, and planned their own comic book. They called themselves the Dramatic Duo. But one day, Sam came home late from a party, and Fred felt a nervous flutter in his imaginary tummy. Was this the beginning of the end? Was he headed back into the sky? Fred checked his arm and thought maybe he had faded a little already.
Where's my elbow? Oh, here it is. What about my wrist? Oh.
When Sam came home, he had an excited look in his eyes, a look Fred had seen before. I made a new friend, Sam told him. She's a girl called Sammy, which is funny because I'm called Sam. She loves to read and has written and illustrated her own comic book series. You're going to love her, Fred. Fred thought he probably would love Sammy if he were able to stay around long enough to meet her. But don't worry, Sam said. Just because I met Sammy doesn't mean I don't need you. You're still my main man. In Fred's experience, there was only room in a heart for one best friend. I will always be your friend, Fred said. Just promise that you won't forget me. I promise, said Sam, and he meant it. The next morning, Sam was gone when Fred woke up, and there was a note on his pillow. I am meeting Sammy to brainstorm our comic book. Back later, your pal, Sam. Comic book? Thought Fred. That was our idea. Me and Sam. Fred checked his arm again. Definite fading this time. When Sam came home several hours later, Fred called an emergency meeting of the Dramatic Duo. Okay, Sam, he said. I want to prepare you for what's coming. In a day or two, I will disappear. It's not your fault. It's just that now that you have a real friend, you don't need me anymore. The best thing you can do is let me go without making a scene. Sam did make a scene. He swore he would never let Fred go.
I'll never let you go. Never, 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 never.
But the next day, Sam left the house early again to meet with Sammy, and Fred was left behind. I can see through my hand now, thought Fred. When Sam returned home later that day, he brought Sammy with him. Sammy wore round glasses that made her eyes seem huge. She pulled a cello case behind her on a cart and carried an art bag so she could work on her comic book whenever an idea struck. Sam introduced them. Sammy, meet Fred. Fred, meet Sammy. This is a waste of time, thought Fred. Only people with an imaginary friend can see an imaginary friend. But Sammy stuck her hand out in exactly the right direction and said, "Pleased to meet you, Fred." Fred was surprised. He had never been visible to two people before. He shook Sammy's hand. "I know you're worried I don't need you anymore," said Sam, "but you're wrong. I need you more than ever." "Why?" asked Fred. "Why do you need me now? You've got Sammy." "Two reasons," said Sam. "First, I never want to let you go." Fred thought he would cry, and that was only reason number one. "And reason number two?" he asked. "Tell him," said Sammy, elbowing Sam the way friends do. "Okay," said Sam. "Reason number two is that we need you to be in our quartet." Fred was confused. "Quartet means four," he said. "There are only three of us." "Aha," said Sam, like a great detective. "That's where you are wrong." "Yes," said Sammy, clapping her hands. "You're wrong because there are four of us." Sammy stepped to one side, and Fred saw a small girl with a violin case and a smile that made him want to smile, too. "This is Frida," said Sammy. "Hi, Fred," said Frida, waving her hand. "Sam's told us all about you. I hope we can be friends." "Sammy has an imaginary friend," Fred realized, and as he waved back, he noticed that his hand seemed absolutely solid, not see-through at all. Frida set her violin case on the floor and opened it. "We need to practice," she said, "or we'll never get to Carnegie Hall." Sammy rolled her eyes. "Frida is so strict," she said to Fred, "but you'll get used to it in a couple of years." Fred did get used to it. He quite enjoyed being told what to do by Frida with her dazzling smile. The four friends spent all their spare time together, having violin battles, reading comic books, practicing plumbing, pretending to be French, and arguing over what they would call their quartet.
"How about Le Petit Le Pet? No, Le Grand Quatre. How about Le Huit Le? No, 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 je n'aime pas ça, stupide. Vous êtes stupide."
There's more to the story of Imaginary Fred, but we, my dear friends, have run out of time. You can borrow the book, Imaginary Fred, from the library in your neighborhood.
Check It In, Check It Out would not be possible without the support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario. And thank you to all the folks at Radio DeBrigue for putting our show on the air.
And thank you, Lily, for helping us out with Check It In, Check It Out.
You're welcome.
You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out at 105.9 FM Radio DeBrigue on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5:15. If you missed the show, don't worry. You can find all our shows as podcasts on the Elgin County website. I'm Julie Berry. Thank you so much for listening. Now, stay tuned for Mary Hamm.
Check It In, Check It Out as a radio program wurde dort alle am der Elgin County Library yet. Dit program spielt jeden Montag, jeden Abend, viertel über sechs bei Radio DeBrigue 105.9 FM. Wenn die dort am Montag nicht gehört haben, kann ich dort am Madweg hören, dann wird dort noch einmal krank dieselbe Zeit ewig gespielt worden. Die wollen auch sehr schöne Geschichten hören und die wollen auch anwohnen, wo die alle anjet in der Bibliothek, wo dich bejüngt ist. Dort einzige wird die Brocken, Tabeka, DVDs und CDs lehen als die Library Court und die ist für free. Komm bloß bei der County Library nan, wo dich bejüngt ist. Du hast eine Bibliothek in Straffordville, Springfield, Port Burwell und in Elmer. All die Bibliotheken haben Zeit zum Lesen und auch hier Becker zum Englisch lernen. Sonne, wo du wollen Englisch reden lernen, habt dort sehr viel. So, kommt in der Bibliothek. Wie gleich dort, wann ihr uns besiegen?
Axan Mary Hamm.
Eine Helperin bei der Elmer Old Town Hall Library. Habt ne scheine Weg und Dankeschön für Hörchen.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.